Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobalt podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Doug McIntyre in for John Cobalt. John will be back tomorrow, Election Day. Tim Conway at 4 o'clock. I'm with you until that time. Please stick with us. Steve Cooley, former L.A. County District Attorney, will be with us at the top of the next hour. Get into that DA's race. And we got tons of stuff to talk about this hour, including a Tesla story and how you get manipulated by us creepy media types. We'll get into all of that this hour. Let me ask you a question, Deborah Mark. Do you have a landline in your house?
I do not. I have not had one for years.
How many years would you guess?
I would say maybe 10.
Okay. Eric, have you ever had a landline in your life?
Oh, yeah. My parents had a landline growing up in my house up until probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, then they were hanging on pretty tight. 2 weeks ago, I got rid of the landline.
Wow. You hung on that
long? I know. They had to pry it out of my cold, dead fingers. No, not quite. But here's the deal. We finally realized that the only people who ever called us were Congressman Brad Sherman asking us if we wanted to attend a town hall meeting, and it was a robocall. And then some deep-voiced guy was pretending he's from a police charity because he figures I'm a white guy living in the West San Fernando Valley, so I'm a sucker for police charities, right? There's this guy over and over and over again, he'd keep calling. And anytime the phone rang, my wife would yell, "Don't answer it." And I would say, "But it could be important." And she said, "If it's important, they'll leave a message," which of course is true, but I can't remember what our past number was to get the messages, and I didn't want to be bothered. So it was easier for me to just answer the phone. I pick it up. "Hello, this is Congressman Brad Sherman inviting you to attend." And for the 80th time, he has called, and for the 81st time, she says, "I told you so."
Doesn't he call you on your cell, though, as well?
No, not yet. Don't tip him off.
Okay.
But here's the deal. So we cut the cord with AT&T, and then right after we did, there was that big AT&T outage. So I actually think that they said, "Oh, my God, we've lost McIntyre."
One person.
We were holding that whole company up. Whole place peeled like a $4 snow
tire.
Thanks
to you, I get a $5 credit.
Exactly. So anyway. It's my fault. This is the pregame show for Super Tuesday. How exciting. Tomorrow's the big Super Tuesday primaries, which means by the end of tomorrow night, Trump still won't be the nominee and Biden still won't be the nominee for the Democrats, but they'll almost be, which they've been from pretty much day one. So we're going to skip that. Although the big headline story, Deborah told you, the Supreme Court did hand Trump and I think America a victory by ending this craziness that states were going to be able to bounce Donald Trump off the ballot. Now, while I personally believe he instigated an insurrection, it hasn't been adjudicated. It hasn't gone to court. They haven't had the trial. You can't say Colorado, Illinois, and Maine can't say the Republicans don't get to put their own person, the person they want on the ballot, because we think he did something. You've got to prove it in a court of law, right? So anyway, that's been settled. By the way, it was unanimous. So let's celebrate a rare bit of unanimity. And at least we dodged the chaos of what that would have been if the states had just started bouncing. Because if this had been established as a precedent, we were going to see this happen all over the place. Next time it would be the Democrat that the Republicans were kicking off ballots. And it would just be total chaos. And we've got enough chaos without that. So I think the right decision was made. Meanwhile, we've got the Senate race, which, of course, as you know, seems to be a race between Steve Garvey, who's got the unified anti-Democratic vote. It's no surprise Steve Garvey's polling well because, you know, there's three Democrats, Barbara Lee, Adam Schiff, and Katie Porter, who are splitting up the vote there, whereas all of the anti-Democratic vote is coalesced around Steve Garvey. I think this could be beneficial for the state of California, not that Garvey has a chance of winning. I think I could be senator before he could. But the bottom line is that at least during the campaign between now and November, we could actually have an exchange of ideas because there's not really a spit's worth of difference between Katie Porter and Adam Schiff. You flip a coin. It's just preference. Which one do you prefer? Do you like her whiteboard? Do you like, I don't know what you like, but you like something. I guess you're voting for him, right? So the bottom line is that the net outcome for America will be the same. At least in California, we could have a discussion if Garvey is able to articulate what a conservative position is. So far, he's basically just tried to get out of telling anybody whether or not he's going to vote for Trump. That seems to be how he spent the bulk of his time during the debates. But we'll see how that plays out. Meanwhile, we've got these other issues like Prop 1 and HLA, which is that transportation thing that's basically taking more lanes away from cars. Let's start with Prop 1. It's a tough one for me because like everybody else, every time there's one of these mass shootings, whether it's at a workplace or a school, or we see some kind of crazy slaughter, we talk about we need more help for mental health. And you drive down almost any major street in L.A. or in Southern California and increasingly across America, and you're going to see homeless people pretty much everywhere. And you know that these people are in desperate need of psychiatric care, alcohol and drug rehabilitation. And there's a lot of other factors involved in this. But low on the list is, quote unquote, affordable housing. And this Prop 1 alleges to solve all of these problems at a huge price tag. And that's my problem with it. If they were putting together a ballot measure that would deal with, for instance, mental health, I'd sign on for it. I'd gamble the tax money. But the track record of these giant omnibus bills that's got all kinds of things, especially when you see, to me, it's a trigger word, affordable housing. I don't know how, and no one has explained to me yet, how you can build affordable housing on expensive land. And that's the problem here, especially when, and I'm going to be partisan here, when the Democrats write these laws, they bake in protections or perks for their base, which includes the trade unions. I'm all for people getting paid well. I'd like to be paid well or at all. But I'm certainly in favor of people being paid well. A rising tide lifts all boats. But you jack up the price with public funds when you bake in that all this work has to be done by union people who are contributing to the Democrats and blah, 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 and that's a wink and a nod perk that's baked into these bills. But what happens is the cost per bed of Prop 1 is $1.2 million per bed. That's their numbers. Now, when you get to the Measure HL nonsense, the traffic remediation thing, whew, there's a huge fight. An enormous fight over what this is going to cost because Matt Szabo from the city actually said, this thing is like $3.5 billion and there's no money baked into this for how it gets paid for. Well, the sponsors of HL are now saying, oh, come on. It doesn't cost that much. When is anything any of these people have ever put forward ever cost less than that much, if not more? I remember, you know, those of us who supported Measure H and Triple H fell for the same argument. We've got to do something about the homeless. Okay, so we'll tax ourselves so that we can build housing for the homeless. And what did they turn around and do? They started building units that cost $700,000 a piece. Now, you know, sometimes people, they hear that number and it slides past because it's so incomprehensible. You think, oh, $700,000 a building, right? No, we're talking about per unit, per apartment, $700,000. Have you ever Googled what you can get for $700,000 outside of California? You can get a 5-bedroom house on a golf course for $700,000 in Ohio. I mean, I know this. I've done it. I wrote that column 5 years ago. I started looking around on Zillow and other places. These are, you know, real estate websites. Man, you can live like a king in other places for $700,000. You're getting a low-cost apartment, low-income housing apartments that we're building with taxpayers' money. And as a result, it doesn't inspire confidence to trust them with another couple of billion dollars worth of, and that's the problem. There's consequences for squandering people's money. Because the need is real. The need is as real as a heart attack. I mean, the people who are living on the streets are desperately in need of help. Unfortunately, with help of people like George Gascon, we took a lot of the tools out of the toolbox in terms of forcing them to get that help. That's one of the things we'll be voting on tomorrow. But I remember years ago, I mean, a long time ago, probably 20 years ago, I was in Santa Monica. I was stuck at a traffic light. And there was a woman lying on the sidewalk, and she's staring right at me with yellowish eyes. Or she had jaundiced eyes, and her skin was baked as red as the skin of a rupturing tomato from being in the sun so much. Just completely chapped and weather-beaten. And she's staring at me, and she's drinking out of a fifth bottle of something brown in total squalor. And by the way, I'm not a hero in this story at all because the light changed, I drove on. But I looked her square in the eye. She caught my gaze, I caught her gaze. And I swear to God, for 15, 18 years, this has been the caption to that picture that I've carried in my head. And again, I'm not proud of it. But to me, the caption was, shoot me. Her saying it. Like, just put me out of my misery. Because that's what it was. It was just the absolute picture of despair, of real pain. And it was uncomfortable to look at, and I did nothing. So I'm not proud of any aspect of this. But what I'm saying to reinforce is that we desperately need to get these people off the streets. And if they are not psychologically competent to make decisions in their own interest, there's certainly a ripple effect. Society has an interest to protect its streets from being public toilets, from being repositories of people who are out of their minds and frequently violent. They have killed people. And by the grace of God, not killed people. And by the way, most likely to kill each other. So this is just an insane situation where we don't have the ability, the tools in the toolbox, to protect ourselves from this. But I don't see anything in Prop 1 that's going to change the script except indebt us more and feed this program that of this well-intentioned, well-titled, you know, a sympathetic, empathy-causing ballot measures that create huge bureaucracies and put money in some people's pockets, but there's no demonstrable success from it. And at some point, you have to say, prove it to us. Prove us that any of these things work. And then come back and make it specific. Make it specific to mental health. And then I can pony up. But I don't know. I just, we've been burned too many times before. Well, let's get into the rest of this stuff when we come back, because there's a lot of things on the ballot measure, the DA's race, HLA, which we discussed briefly. We'll talk about that and more. And coming up, how the media plays you. You got to read this stuff. You got to consume news carefully.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John Cobalt. John will be back tomorrow. Don't panic. He'll be here for Election Day. and Conway at 4 o'clock, and Steve Cooley at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to dig deep into the DA's race. He's a Nathan Hochman guy, but I'm pretty much an anybody not named George Gascon guy. So we'll get into all of that later on in a little bit in this hour. I'm going to talk about just two examples of media manipulation, and one of them is just weird. So we'll get into all of that in a bit. I saw this story that I wanted to talk to you about today, and I grabbed it out of the printer. Why do we procrastinate? Researchers finally did their homework to find out. Here's the problem, though. I didn't have time to read the article, so we'll have to do that some other time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we kind of touched on the Senate race for tomorrow. This is the pregame show for Super Tuesday, right? Woohoo! And the big California races. Steve Garvey race against Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. And we talked a little bit about Prop 1. And I want to get into this HLA, which is this thing that would include taking away more traffic lanes from cars, and all under the guise of public safety. Now, here's the thing. We've done a lot of things to try to address the fact that this is the hit-and-run capital of the world. Remember when we wanted to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and this was sold to Californians as necessary because, you know, when people were in the country illegally, they didn't have driver's licenses. They would, we didn't examine them to see what their driving skills were. And if they hit somebody, they were afraid of being deported, so they take off. So we started giving driver's licenses to people in the country illegally, which produced, by the way, the need for the Real ID Act at the federal level. This is why you had to go back to the DMV, and people all over the country had to do this because California started handing out millions of driver's licenses to people who they really weren't sure who they were. That's exactly what it came down to. So all of a sudden you're bringing your Edison bill, and you're bringing some kind of paperwork down to the DMV to prove who you are to get a driver's license renewal. And now here's the irony to show how that story's come full circle, because when all of the illegals started being sent to New York and to northeastern cities, to Washington, D.C., to Chicago, places like that, they started flying them to other cities and they were waiving any form of ID to get on the planes. In other words, the people in the country illegally would be given flights to other places were clearing the airports with no form of ID. So we've got the Real ID. It's just totally crazy. It'll make your head explode. So meanwhile, we tried that. It didn't work. We're still averaging 1,100 people mowed down a year in pedestrian accidents in the most car-centric city in the world. So it's back again. Another attempt to take lanes away to make the road safer. Now, in San Francisco, in Valencia Street, they put a bike lane in the middle of the business district, and the business owners there, of course, are saying it's been a catastrophe. Two claims filed by the Yasmin restaurant on Valencia Street and Rossi Mission San Francisco and Art Gallery. In the claims, the merchants allege that the bike lane, quote, continues to have a negative economic impact on their businesses due to related traffic restrictions. We've seen this happen over in Mar Vista. They're proposing this for Olive Avenue right here in Burbank. We take a lane away. And in the West San Fernando Valley on Ventura Boulevard, I don't know how to drive in my own neighborhood anymore. I really don't. I know, Deborah, you've been out there as well.
It's maddening.
It looks like, remember when they used to have those mini go-kart tracks or something like that, and they'd have everything painted on the roads? I have no idea where I'm supposed to go. You're backing in to diagonal
parking.
And I
will not do that.
I'm not doing it either.
No.
Unfortunately, I have a friend of mine who owns a store there, David K. Books, right on Ventura Boulevard. And he just sits in that picture window and watches people try to back into those things all day long.
Nope.
Meanwhile, they've put berms up in the middle of Ventura Boulevard because people at that end, traffic is light. You could whip around and make a U-turn and get back going where civilization is, right? Not anymore. They might as well dig up the pavement and put in sand traps, and we'll just make it a pitch and putt golf course. That would certainly be effective for slowing people down if you just plow up the roads altogether. But meanwhile, in Hoboken, New Jersey, I want to give the other side of the equation here. In Hoboken, New Jersey, they are now 7 years without a single pedestrian death. 7 years. Now, Hoboken, I was in Hoboken last year, home of Frank Sinatra. So I went over there to see the Frank Sinatra Park and the statue. And I'm in Hoboken, and we walked around downtown. It's a tiny little city. It's a city of about 60,000 people. You can walk, it's about 1 square mile of downtown. And it's, by the way, one of the most densely packed cities in America. It's more densely packed than Manhattan, than New York City. But 7 years, no pedestrian accidents. And they did this, what they call daylighting, where they backed up parking spots. They took parking spots away from intersections and they redrew the crosswalks. Okay, that makes sense. I get that there's stuff we have learned over time that can make it better. But pulling away entire lanes of traffic from a city where it gets to be 114 degrees in the summer and these streets are a mile long before you can get to a crosswalk is crazy. And what do? In California, we legalized jaywalking. Remember, that's the thing that Gavin Newsom signed into law? It is now legal in California to cross in the middle of the street. No more jaywalking tickets for that. Because the streets are so long, and I know people are dropping dead from heat exhaustion trying to get to the crosswalk. So they just legalized it.
You know what doesn't make sense, though? Back to in the West San Fernando Valley, where you have to back into those diagonal spots. How many people are going to get hurt doing that? That's not natural.
Well, plus it just creates a traffic jam because no one knows how to do it.
Exactly. So people are going to get hurt and people are going to get pissed because there's so much traffic.
Let me just demonstrate it this way. It's real simple. Have you ever broken your hand, your dominant hand, and then had to eat with your left hand and you stab yourself in the eye with a fork?
Exactly.
That's what happens when you've got to back into one of those backwards drawn diagonal parking spots.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
McIntyre in for John Cobalt. We're here till 4, Tim Conway Jr. at that time. My website, by the way, is DougMcIntyre.com. And I spell it the real way, not like Reba McIntyre. It's MCINTYRE.com. So go check that out if you got absolutely nothing else to do. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. We got all these election things to get into. John will be back, by the way, for the big day. And Steve Cooley will be here at the top of the next hour. You know, I watch the news a lot, and I yell at the television all the time. The wife doesn't like it, but I can't help it. It's a reflex. I just start yelling, "That's not what happened. That's not true." It's like the annotated news. I always wish that sometime I would love one of these network news people to actually have a real focus group. And watch the way we watch the news. Not you bring people into a hotel function room and you wire them up and give them meters. That's not how people watch. They're cooking dinner. They're trying to get the cat to stop scratching the sofa. They're yelling at the neighbor's kid who keeps throwing a ball against the wall of your house, whatever. And through this, the news is coming in and with sort of truths. And you know, even when they're trying really, really hard to get it exactly right, you know, life is so much more complicated than they give you in a 20-second story. So it's up to us to be savvy consumers of news, all of us. And I got two examples of how it is so easy to be manipulated. One of them is pretty overt, and the other one is just weird. Let's start with the overt one. I saw this on the Fox News website from February 25th. Here's the headline on the story. Sylvester Stallone permanently, in quotes, leaving California for, in quotes, free state of Florida as Casey DeSantis welcomes superstar. That's the headline. I'll read it all at once. Sylvester Stallone permanently leaving California for free state of Florida as Casey DeSantis welcomes superstar. Okay, so it's another celebrity who's saying, screw this. I'm sick of Gavin Newsom and the crime and all the problems in California. I'm out of here. High taxes. I'm going to Florida. Then I read the article. And this was apparently an announcement that he made on The Family Stallone, which is some reality thing. That's
I watched it.
Have you watched it? Okay. So he and Jennifer Flavin, the wife and the daughters, are on this. And at some point, he announced that they're permanently moving from California to Florida, even though they bought a house in Florida 3 years ago for $35 million, by the way. So they got the news spread in Florida. They announced they're permanently leaving. And Casey DeSantis, the wife of Ron DeSantis, she tweets out, or X's out, if we want to use that term, welcome to the free state of Florida. In addition to respecting and protecting your God-given constitutional right to be free, you can also buy toothpaste without having an armed guard in CVS unlock it for you. Okay? Now, here's what's wrong with this. He didn't say any of that. The headline says Sylvester Stallone, in quotes, permanently leaving California for, in quotes, free state of Florida. Casey DeSantis said all of that. The other thing, too, by the way, is, Casey, I hate to break this to you, but Sly Stallone ain't buying his toothpaste. I don't think you're going to see Sly Stallone in a Palm Beach CVS shopping for Florida, you know, looking for Tom's or, you know, for any kind of toothpaste. But nonetheless, the thing is, the headline makes it look like Sly Stallone has said he's moving to the free state of Florida. It's in quotes. But none of that is true. What did Sylvester Stallone say? Well, he said, I wasn't moving because, oh, wow, I wanted another beautiful view. Anytime changing that paradigm, which you become used to, it's literally to jumpstart that creative process. And then what did his wife say? I think California is probably the most beautiful state in the United States. I absolutely love it. But I just needed a change. I felt like I've been here long enough and life is short, so I wanted to make a change and not just sitting in one house the rest of my life. That's a far cry from moving California to be in the free state of Florida. But that's the headline. And if you only see the headline, if that's all you see, you not only didn't get the story, you actually got the exact wrong impression from the story. And that's why you got to really check out these news stories. Like I said, I talked before about the news coverage of that UC Berkeley protest. Some Jewish student groups invited a speaker who was a conservative Jewish think tank guy, and a mob broke in and shut down the speech. And none of the coverage talked about the protesters, the pro-Palestinian protesters, shouting "dirty Jew" and one of choking a girl. As consumers of news, don't buy just the easy headline, because a lot of times it's marketed for an ideological reason. Now, here's the story that's just weird. I have long, I don't care what you drive. I don't have a Tesla. I drive a Chevy Impala, the most boring car on the planet. I could be going backwards at 90 down the 134, firing a Glock out the window, smoking a blunt, and the cop would just drive by and give me a little wave. I mean, it is an invisible automobile. But for some reason, people hate Teslas. And every time a Tesla catches on fire, they love to post pictures as if gasoline-powered automobiles never burn, as if it's only electric cars. Now, granted, they are hard to put out. Those batteries burn. They really do. But all the hybrid, that would be true of everything. That's true of your e-bikes and your hoverboards. And occasionally your cell phones and laptops will burst into flames. So that's a problem. But this story was this morning. I guess it happened late last night at 11 o'clock last night or something like that. A Tesla, this is the story. The headline says Tesla plunges off overpass, catches fire after landing on the 134 freeway. Two men were left in serious condition after the Tesla they were driving in went off an overpass and burst into flames on the 134 freeway in the Griffith Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. The crash was reported just before 11 p.m. when the car drove through a barrier on the Riverside Drive overpass and landed on the center divider of the freeway below. This is just, you know, right over there, right out the window. We could practically see this from here. The men, 65 and 60, managed to exit the vehicle before it eventually burst into flames. Okay. Now, what's weird about this is that if any other car, like, it didn't plunge through the overpass, off the overpass, because it's a Tesla. It burst into flames because it fell off the overpass and landed on the 134. But I can't think of another car. Maybe if it had been a Rolls Royce, that would have made the headline. But they wouldn't say Toyota Celica plunges off of overpass. You know, Ford F-150 pick-em-up truck. But it's Tesla plunges off overpass, not just in the headline, but repeatedly in the story. And it's just weird to me. It's like, I guess when Tesla's first rolled out, anything that happened with a Tesla was interesting. But now it just seems like, are they just in the habit of reporting bad news for Teslas? I don't know. Did I do the news? I don't think so.
No.
Well, maybe we should do that,
sure,
huh?
Why not?
All right, she's in there. We're paying her. We might as well get
might
something.
As well.
Might as well get some value for the money, right?
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Doug McIntyre in for John Cobalt. John will be back tomorrow. Conway at 4 at the top of the next hour, just a few minutes. Former L.A. County District Attorney Steve Cooley will join me. We're going to get into the DA's race. He's a Nathan Hochman supporter, but there's a whole bunch of people running, so we'll kick that around. Of course, all the Super Tuesday stuff. In the meantime, just to lighten things a bit, I effectively stopped watching professional basketball when the merger took place like almost 50 years ago. When the ABA merged into the NBA, I was a huge ABA fan with Dr. J in the red, white, and blue ball. I went to a million games and I kind of lost interest in it. But of course, I watched Magic and I watched Bird and I watched Michael Jordan, et cetera. How could you not? Because it was so fantastic to watch. And there's a young woman named Caitlin Clark. You may have heard the name lately because she is now the all-time leading scorer in the history of Division I college basketball, men or women. And I've watched Caitlin Clark play for Iowa. And I got to tell you, the WNBA is about to have a real draw. I mean, they could have maybe 300-400 people a game now. But I mean, she is a, I know Erica's a total cheap shot. It was a total gratuitous.
I thought
cheap.
You were really going to give her a real compliment.
No, but I mean it. I mean, she's an amazing athlete.
Yes, she
she's
is.
An incredible athlete. It's worth watching Iowa basketball. She'll be in the NCAA women's tournament and she will be in the WNBA next year. And she's well worth watching. She's just an amazing athlete. Now look, Pete Maravich, who had the all-time scoring record, you know, there's big differences. They didn't have the three-point shot at the time. At that time, freshmen couldn't be on the varsity team, so he did it in 3 years. She had 4 years. He did it in, what, I think 83 games. She did it in 130 games. None of that is relevant. This is like the argument between Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris breaking the Babe Ruth home run record, that Maris had a few more games because with expansion, they went from the 154-game schedule to 162-game. All right, there's no asterisks attached. This is she's playing in the epic of history she plays in, and she's extraordinary, both as a passer, an incredible passer. She's just a great show to watch, and I congratulate her, and I will be watching. And if she's in the WNBA next year, I'll find out what channel it's on. No, I won't. But
she's going to be on the Indiana Fever next year. They got the number one overall pick.
They got the pick. Well, it's a star. A star is born, to say the least. She's really quite a show. And here's a story that writes its own punchline. Survey of Wallet Hub reporting, which is the hardest working city in America? Now, let me tell you what number two is. Number two is Irving, Texas, where residents have much lower amount of downtime compared to people in most cities. Cheyenne, Wyoming is third. Now, I don't know if, you know, riding a cow to work is accounts for part of what may, no, it's another cheap shot. Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Anchorage, Alaska. But what's the number one hardest working city in America? Washington, D.C. They put that out with a straight face.
I'm honestly in shock that they actually have an actual article saying D.C. works the hardest.
Notable not only for its long work hours, but also for the high percentage of workers, 64%, who leave some of their vacation time unused. Capital's residents also commit to lengthy commutes and active participation of volunteer work, adding layers to their already packed schedules. I wonder how quick I can tell a story. Decades ago, I mean 40 years ago, I worked for a Japanese ad agency in New York. And we worked endless hours, Japanese hour, 37 straight days at one point without a day off. My brother was messengering clean underwear to my office because I couldn't go home. They were putting us up at a hotel. And every day I thought I could go home, so I couldn't send the laundry out. So with that in, as a background, I saw this story decades ago that said that because of the Japanese work ethic, the long hours, they were having a huge spike in divorce, alcoholism, cancer deaths from stress, all kinds of things. So they started a government commission encouraging people to take their vacation days, take sick days. The committee was averaging 17 hours a day. The committee to tell Japanese workers to kick back and relax was averaging 17 hours a day to get the message out. I don't know, Washington, D.C. It doesn't say they're working well. It just says they're working long. All right, let's. We got another hour. Steve Cooley kicking it off the top of the next hour. The latest from that 24-hour KFI newsroom coming up with Deborah Mark.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.